Title: Rebuild Old School DNB Chop Using Session View to Arrangement View in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build an old school jungle style chop the fast way. We're going to use Session View like a break laboratory, generate variations like you're on an SB style sampler mindset, then resample the performance and commit it into Arrangement View as a tight, aggressive, track-ray drum take. The whole point of this workflow is speed and vibe. Session View is where you experiment without consequences. Resampling is where you commit. Arrangement is where you tell the story. Let's go. First, set the project tempo into drum and bass territory. Anywhere from 170 to 176 works, but I'm going to park it at 174 BPM. Instantly feels right. Now a quick preferences move that'll save you headaches. In preferences under warp and fades, turn off auto warp for long samples. Old breaks don't always love being helped automatically. We want manual control, because those tiny timing imperfections are part of the magic. Next, make your tracks feel organized like a real production. Create a drums group. You can add bass and FX placeholders if you like, but the focus today is the drum pipeline. Now grab a break, a minish, think, hot pants, whatever you've got. Drop it onto an audio track in session view. In clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. For preserve, choose transients. Then set the envelope somewhere around 0 to 15. Lower values keep it punchy and less grainy stretched. If you hear weird smearing, go lower. Now we need the true downbeat. Zoom in, find where the reedle one actually hits, and right-click to set 1.1.1 here. This is a big deal. If 1.1.1 is wrong, everything you slice later will feel weird even if it's technically on grid. If the loop drifts, add a few warp markers, but don't go overboard. Here's the philosophy. We're not trying to sterilize the break. We're just preventing train wreck moments where the kick or snare ends up noticeably late by the end of the bar. Optional but recommended. Once you've got the exact one or two bars you want, consolidate it. That gives you a clean loop region to slice from. Cool. Now we turn this break into a playable instrument. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For slicing, go with Transient. That's the classic approach and it tends to think like a drummer. Use a built-in slicing preset, or none if you want it super raw and do your own chain later. Ableton will create a drum rack with slices mapped across pads, each slice living in a simpler. Now do quick cleanup, because clean chops are everything. Multi-select the simplers across the drum rack, and set them to one-shot behavior. Add tiny fades. Fade in around 0 to 3 milliseconds, fade out around 5 to 20 milliseconds. This is one of those pro moves that stops clicks before they happen. Also set voices to 1 for the slices, especially early on. That prevents overlapping chaos when notes hit close together. Later, you can intentionally allow overlaps for messy jungle energy, but start controlled. Now we build variations, and this is where Session View becomes a pattern sequencer, not just a loop launcher. Make 4 MIDI clips on the drum rack track. Each clip is one bar or two bars. One bar is great for quick switching, two bars can feel more musical. Let's do one bar for clarity. Clip one is your foundation roll. Keep the core kick and snare pattern recognizable. You're basically saying, this is the groove, this is home base. Add a few ghost notes using quieter slices, little hats, little snare ticks, tiny percussion tails, and do velocity shaping. This is non-negotiable for old school feel. Main hits around 90 to 120. Ghosts around 20 to 50. If everything is at 127, it will sound like a bad loop pack and your break will lose that human dynamic. Clip 2 is stutter plus push. Duplicate clip 1. Then add a short 1/16 snare stutter just before a main snare. Keep it tasteful. Also try swapping one kick hit for a quieter kick slice, so it shuffles instead of stomping. Clip 3 is old school shuffle. Here's a fun trick. Bring a hat slice in earlier than expected. Then remove a snare or a kick somewhere to create space. Bass equals bounce. Add a quick tom or percussion slice as a turnaround, like a little question mark at the end of the bar. Clip 4 is your fill or turn. Make the last half of the bar busier. You can flirt with 1/32 rolls, but don't live there. Drum and bass loves the suggestion of speed. Too much machine gun and it stops feeling like a break and starts feeling like a printer. Now let's talk groove. Because groove is the difference between chopped and alive. Open the groove pool and choose something subtle. MPC-ish swing, shuffle, anything that nudges. Not anything that destroys. Amount around 10 to 25%. Random around 2 to 8. You want micro variation, not drunken drums. If you don't want to use grooves, you can do it manually. Nudge a couple hats late by 5 to 10 milliseconds. The key idea is selective correction. Fix only obvious train wreck moments. Let the ghosts be messy, but make your main accents confident. Now for the fun part. Follow actions. This is where you get that perform chop energy quickly. Select your four drum clips. Go to the launch section and clip view. Turn follow action on. Set action A to next or other. Set action B to again. Use a ratio like 2 to 1, so it tends to move forward but sometimes repeats. Set follow action time to 1 bar or 2 bars. 1 bar is more hectic and yonly. 2 bars feels a little more controlled. Set global quantization at the top. 1 bar is tight and DJ friendly. Half bar gets wild faster. Start at 1 bar, then experiment. Now launch clip 1 and let it cycle. Listen for moments where it feels like a real drummer got excited for a second and then locked back in. That's the sweet spot. Before we print, one coach move, put a utility at the end of your drum's group chain and set it to minus 6 dB. This is your safety headroom. Follow actions can surprise you with density, and clipping on the way in is not the vibe. We want aggressive later, controlled now. Also, if you want the resample to evolve without constantly adding notes, automate clip-based sound changes. In each MIDI clip, automate a drum rock macro or a simpler parameter. For example, slightly open a hat filter in clip 2, pitch one snare slice up by a couple semitones in clip 3 for reply hit, or automate simpler start offset a tiny bit so repeated notes don't feel copy-pasted. This is how you get variation without turning the MIDI into spaghetti. Alright, resampling time. Commit like a producer. Create a new audio track named Drumprint. Set input to resampling. Arm it. Now record 16 to 32 bars while you perform. You can let follow actions run. You can manually trigger scenes. You can mute, unmute, whatever feels good. Think of it like you're DJing your own break edits. Alternative method, if you want it cleaner, set drum print input to audio from your drums group. Post effects. That way you're printing only that group, not the whole master. When you're done, stop recording. Listen back. Find the best region, maybe the best 16 bars, where it evolves nicely and consolidate it. Now you've got one cohesive audio performance. This is that sounds like one take glue that old school jungle was built on. Now we move from session to arrangement and actually build a track section. Press tab to go to arrangement view. Drag your consolidated print onto the timeline. Let's build a simple DNB structure that actually works in a mix. Bars 1 to 9. Intro tease. Maybe filter the break. Reduce density, let it breathe. Bars 9 to 25. Main groove. Full energy, this is your drop drums. Bars 25 to 33. Variation section. Swap to another print, or slice in more fills. Bars 33 to 41. Drop out and re-entry. Old school trick. Tease the listener with less, then slam back to full drums. Now do classic jungle arrangement edits. Duplicate your print to make A and B sections. In the B section, cut the last quarter bar and rearrange it as a fill. Reverse one tiny snare hit once every 8 bars, tastefully, not constantly, and one of the biggest impact moves. Drop the kick for 1 bar before you return to full groove. That little vacuum makes the next downbeat feel massive without you touching levels. If you want to level up the performed vibe, do multiple resample passes. One mostly clean, one aggressive, one minimal. Then in arrangement, comp it like vocals. Take the best 2 to 4 bars from each pass. Crossfade between them and now you've got variation that sounds intentional, not random. Okay, processing. We'll keep it stock and DNB focused. On the drum group or on the printed audio, start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to kill rumble. If it's boxy, do a small cut around 250 to 450 Hz. If it's dull, a gentle lift around 3 to 7 kHz. But don't turn your hats into sandpaper. Then drum boss for weight and smack. Drive somewhere like 5 to 20%. Crunch 0 to 20. Boom can be cool around 20 to 40 Hz, but be careful. A little goes a long way. The money knob here is transients. Try plus 5 up to plus 20 for snap. Then saturator. Turn on soft clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB, and then bring the output down so you're gain staging properly. If you don't level match, you'll think it sounds better just because it's louder. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack about 10 milliseconds so the transients still punch. Release auto, or around 0.2 to 0.4 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If it's pumping hard, you're crushing the groove, then a limiter is safety only. Catch occasional spikes, don't flatten the whole drum life. Optional but very DNB. Set up an AIR return. High pass with auto filter around 6 to 10 kHz. Add a short reverb. decay maybe 0.4 to 0.8 seconds. Keep it subtle, and send just a bit of hats and percussion. It adds space without washing the whole break. One more, it's one recording trick. A tiny room reverb on a return. Super short decay like 0.2 to 0.5 seconds. High pass it up to 400 to 800 Hz, and barely send into it. It makes chopped slices feel like they happened in one place, instead of pasted together. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't overwarp. Too many warp markers kills that natural shuffle. Warp lightly. If you hear clicks, it's usually missing fades or slices ending too abruptly. Add those small fades in simpler or use tiny audio fades on edits. Don't ignore velocity. Ghost notes are culture in jungle. Don't resample too hot. Leave headroom. Peaks around minus 6 dB are totally fine. And don't overprocess before printing. Print when it feels good, but don't bake in extreme EQ and limiting unless you're sure you want to live with it. If you want a darker, heavier edge, quietly layer a modern snare under the break snare. High pass it around 150 to 200 Hz. Tuck it in so it's felt more than heard. Or do a simple tube and split. Duplicate the printed break into TOP and LOW. Top gets high passed around 200 to 300 Hz. Slight distortion, maybe a touch wider. Low gets low passed around 200 to 300 Hz. Kept mono. Blend and suddenly the break feels bigger and more mix ready. Alright, mini practice exercise to lock this in.